director with the highlight of the Elyria Lady Pioneers. And Coach Brown, you in your fourth year had a record of 5-18 a year ago. Is sorry to get we're interrupting Z evidently.
no, fellas, you, but, a little hot tea here.
But Tony, let's talk about this year. 5-18 a year ago. You're in your fourth year.
Yes.
Tell us about the Elyria Lady Pioneers this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're really energetic, and we've been working behind the scenes. We had a 6 a.m. this morning and scrimmage tonight with the Lady Cards for Brookside. So we just been working diligently to put it together so it all makes sense when we see it, you know, come November 22nd.
And what do you think so far? Is it making sense?
Slowly but surely, you know. Okay. we're guard heavy, so you know it's about gelling. The girls are really building camaraderie off the court, which has been amazing. We've been working out Tuesdays and Thursdays in the weight room for a couple hours or so prior to a practice. So that's been what has been stuck out to me the most, was the fact that these girls are really close as friends, and that's so big in girls' basketball, not to have bickering and gossipy kind of conversations in the wings when someone else is making a mistake. So we've been doing a tremendous job of gelling together lately.
Tony, now that you're in your fourth year, that mm-hmm. means anybody that's playing for you at Elyria has only played for you. I mean, that's
right.
been at Elyria.
Right.
How much does that help? How much can that help you going forward now that you know every young lady?
Absolutely.
They all know you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's imperative to have those people that can kind of, you know, echo what you've been saying, and you could call something out and, you know, they didn't hear it from someone else, and it's, you know, everything is under my tutelage, so to speak. So these girls have been taught what I want them to know. They've been under that umbrella of the Tony Brown-ism, if you will. So it's been like essential lately, having my one of my captains, Taylor Mel, you know, kind of echoing, like I mentioned earlier, you know, the things that I once said, and, you know, I don't have to do so much, you know, on hands coaching, because, you know, I call a drill out, they know the drill, they know the purpose of it. And like you mentioned, this is for the first time since I've been coaching at Elyria Girls that all these girls are going to be under me. So mm-hmm.
when you look at the younger players coming in and the rotations that you're going to want to have during
Absolutely.
The game, are you going to have a better supporting cast of players where you'll be able to go deeper on mm-hmm. those rotations mm-hmm. instead of maybe just a one player swap?
Right.
Get into those situations where you can maybe switch three at a time depending when they go offense
Absolutely.
Or defense, especially at the end of a half. Do you have that type of depth now?
I will say yes. Even tonight in the scrimmage, we had multiple girls knock down tray balls. And
nice.
To see that happen, you know, and we've been honing in on getting our development. Coach Anderley came over from Westlake, and Dan Bieber came on board. And he brought a new outlook for us, you know, after coming from Australia playing and just adding new drills and new shots and new shot selections out of our new offense. And to have the ability to have, you know, Tony McClinton's a tough shooter. Corey Saunders is a tough shooter. Nia Noble has been knocking down jump shots. Jada Gonzalez can knock down a tray ball and get to the bucket. She's tough. So, you know, and we leaned on Angelina Alicio real tough last year. She's at Mount Union, continuing her college career. So having multiple people that can shoot it and put it on the deck is something that we haven't had a ton of experience with this in the past. So being able to sub four and five people that are interchangeable.
That's the key, isn't it?
Is interchangeable. So,
yeah.
You know, in our new offense that we put in, we're looking to utilize different people in all facets of the game offensively.
Now, Coach Bieber, he doesn't make Vegemite sandwiches for the girls now that he's back from Australia, does he? Does he have one of those funky accents, too?
You know what? I'll tell you what, man. He walks into the gym and people are in awe because he's a 6'8 kid and – And you know, they don't know that he didn't play in the post and he's a shooter. So the girls are like, well, how come he can shoot so well? Well, he practices. And, you know, you don't get a chance to play, you know, all over the country like he has and overseas and things of nature without shooting a rock. So he brings an extreme amount of knowledge to the game to be a young guy.
Coach, we've got you early in the year over at Bay, Monday, December 2nd. That early in the year, what can I expect?
I'll tell you what, you're going to see the same energy that we always brought along, but, you know, a little bit more technique, a little bit more fundamentally sound, a little bit more patient. Like I said, Coach Anderle came over, and she's kind of put in some new stuff. She and I have been working, you know, behind the scenes diligently trying to figure out what's going to work best in certain situations. And, you know, Honesty King has been doing what she does best, and bringing out the best of our younger girls. We got a couple freshman guards that are tough. So it's going to be worth watching. I'll say that much.
Tony, you're in your fourth year as the Elyria High girls basketball coach. Again, we're talking with Tony Brown, and I get a sense from listening to you, I know you're an excited, you're always excited, but I get a sense you're extra excited about this group and what you might be able to do.
You know what, I'll be honest with you, when you build relationships with kids and you see the maturation process start to come to fruition, like they've gone through some bumps and bruises, and you see them starting to come into their own a little bit as juniors, because I had these girls as freshmen, and a lot of them got some time here and there, varsity, and to see them beginning to get a little stronger from the weight room and learn how to use their body the correct way, you know, you allow them to now become the Energizer Bunny, and I get to stand back a little bit and not do so much rah-rah coaching and actually allow them to make more decisions, make more mistakes. And, you know, I've turned it over to Taylor Mel. She's been such a great leader for us as our team captain. Her and Cora Saunders have been essential ingredients to this piece of puzzle we're trying to put together. So come December 2nd, you know, we should look really good by then, to be honest with you.
Coach, you know, since you've been there and before, you know, towards the end, before you got there, I know it's been a little bit tough for Elyria. There's
absolutely
no getting around that.
Absolutely.
So how do you get over the hump? How do you take him from 5-18 last year, just from a record standpoint, to maybe that next step where you want it to go?
Well, you have to seize the moment. Medina graduated like 9 seniors. Strongsville graduated quite a few seniors. Brunswick graduated their entire starting 5. So you got to seize the moment. Our conference is a juggernaut. I mean, you're looking at night in, night out. We pulled up Kent State, Akron. I mean, and their roster's full of girls from our conference. And so you got to seize the moment right now. Teams are kind of down, and you know we're starting to come to our own. And it's you got to jump on it. You got to attack. You got to be aggressive. You got to be yourself. And you know that kind of play will take you. And we play 10 games in December.
And you play in one of the toughest basketball conferences.
Absolutely.
In Ohio.
Absolutely.
And to have success in such a tough league, you got to get a little respect on defense.
Indeed.
So
indeed,
that starts, I think, in the paint a lot of times for girls basketball. Do you
absolutely
have somebody that's a shot-blocking threat maybe this year? Or you know, maybe a young lady that's just a strong power forward,
right,
that when people try to back in the dribble on
right
her, they just know that she's going to shut them down. They got to go somewhere else with the ball.
Right, right, right. We played Alaysia Ward last year. She's around 6 foot, a freshman. Her sister's out as well. Her sister's a little over 6'1". And she held her own defensively. She was a little immature last year, being a ninth grader. And so she's gonna be able to, I wouldn't necessarily say block shots. That's not really our MO. I've always said.
How about alter shots?
Definitely contest.
Okay.
Definitely contest. You know, even when I coached at Brookside with Brent Shrimp and, you know, Admiral King with Paul Bieber and those folks, like, we always honed in on, if you're not 6'5 or better, don't try to block shots, because, you know, you put your body in way and you're in foul trouble, and we're not subbing in 6'4 for 6'4. So it's like, we need you on the court. So we teach digging it out when they get it into the post, and we teach, you know, double down if need to, but we definitely don't want to try to block any shots.
Team strengths this year and maybe an area where you think you're going to need to improve on?
I think every day is about improving. I don't think there's a specific area. I think we got to continue working on our ball handling, continue working on fundamental boxing out, continue working on being one pass away, midline, things of those nature, and just constantly be learning, you know, just growing and learning about your individual self, so it all makes sense when we put it all together. When 5 are on the floor, they're gelling it, and you have to know what you're good at, and you have to know what you need to work on. And Coach Anderle, like I mentioned, and I have, you know, been really pushing the girls to really reach their full potential. We talk every day about being a work in progress, so you don't become content and settled. And going forward, it's just real important that we don't mount the mistakes. In the past, it was always, you know, oh, we didn't box out the last three possessions, or we gambled four possessions in a row against Solon, and they knocked down eight straight threes. So you have to be, you know, a work in progress and have to learn from your mistakes every day.
What's the biggest intangible you look for in a successful team?
I think the biggest piece to me is the team that's doing the little things all the time.
The stuff you don't even have to remind a player
yes.
to do.
Yes. Diving yeah. on the ground, helping someone up from a hard foul.
Trapping the ball when the opportunity's
all
there.
All the above. And you know, at Elyria, we've been great at working on relationships. Tyler, our scorekeeper's here tonight, eating with us.
He's eating, too.
He is. He's getting his grub on.
He had one of the biggest burgers I saw brought out of the kitchen
he's
tonight.
He's getting his grub on. And
man.
From Laura Breeze and Ann, our trainers, from our athletic director, Heather Beck, like, we're all about building relationships. So everybody's always working, and I think that's what we want to put our mantle on, is being hard workers.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate your time.
Appreciate
it. Best of luck. Thanks for coming out here to the Brew Kettle to tell us about the Lady Pioneers.
Yes.
I look forward to seeing you at Bay on December 2nd, and, of course, we'll have you later on in the year as well. Z-Man will have you at home against Medina on January 8th, so
absolutely.
A couple of chances for us to see the Elyria Lady
yes.
Pioneers. Best of luck in 2019.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.